Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
News and Talk 1380 WALK. You are listening to the WALK Morning Show. And we would like to welcome our very special guest with us this morning, Joy Reid, political analyst for MSNBC. Good morning, Joy. I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Well, we have been looking forward to talking to you this morning. You know, last night I was watching America's Home Videos, whatever the show is called. And I got the little breaking news that came out that President Biden had pardoned his son, Hunter Biden. And I'm just wondering, what do you think was his primary motivation for doing that at this particular time?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people would have been surprised had he not done it. This is a prosecution that former Attorney General Eric Holder has said, and most of the legal analysts that we've had on the readout have agreed, is a prosecution that would have not happened if his name was Hunter Johnson or Hunter Jones. Normally, when people are prosecuted for this kind of tax violation, in which he had already repaid the taxes, and for this kind of gun violation, it's usually in connection with another associated crime. So let's say someone's a drug kingpin and they fail to pay taxes on their income. That's how they got Al Capone. They got him on tax charges. Or the specific gun crime is normally pursued when you've got somebody that's some other sort of criminal, a drug dealer, a, you know, some other sort of criminal. And then on top of it, they're found with a gun that they didn't fill out the forms. I mean, what he was accused of doing on the gun charge is not checking the box that said he'd formerly been addicted to drugs. Normally, that would be adjudicated with a fine. Like, it's just so unusual to prosecute him and have him face 20 years in prison. So it was clear that it was a political prosecution, and that was the statement that President Biden made. And that is a statement that literally every legal analyst we've had on our air has agreed with, including the former attorney general of the United States. So it's not surprising. It's only surprising that he said he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Since, of course, the Supreme Court has said he has absolute power as president.
Hello.
You know, if you're not going to pardon, if you can't use that power to prevent your own son from spending 20 years in prison for a political prosecution, then what's the point?
Yeah. You know, I would have done it a long time ago if I were him. I really would have. And, you know, I think that, you know, he probably was afraid that they'll probably be waterboarding him on the White House lawn or something if he hadn't done that. So let me ask
you. Well, I mean, you say that, Angela, jokingly, but, you know, we now are looking at the prospect of someone like Cash Patel being the FBI director. You know, you're looking at an administration that has come in with promises of, you know, retribution, and they've named the Bidens. You know, they've been very clear that there's a sort of deep ideological hatred of the Biden family. So I think he was doing this as a form of protection because he realizes that the next administration is going to be, let's say, abnormal.
Yes. That's a really nice word. That's a nice way of putting it, abnormal. So what do you think? What are your thoughts about, speaking of the new administration that's coming up and some of his cabinet picks that seem to be growing more and more unusual by the day, you know, his friends and extended relatives? I mean, what are your thoughts about some of these people that he has selected for his cabinet picks? They are definitely cause for concern, for sure.
They should be cause for concern. It's very unusual. First of all, just the fact that none of them are going through the usual FBI background check should be alarming to most Americans. Usually when you make a cabinet selection, there's a background check process. He's skipping that. He wanted initially to recess appoint these people, meaning force the Senate and House to go on recess under the Constitution. If the Senate and House can't agree and go on recess, he could just appoint people on a recess appointment. And that's what he wanted to do initially. And it looked like the incoming leaders of the Senate were going to let him do it, which would have been complete abrogation of their power, would have said, you're the king, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And that was his initial plan. And John Thune, who is going to be the incoming Senate majority leader, he agreed to it. Rick Scott, who was his competition, also agreed to it. They were going to do it. So he essentially has reduced the Senate, the incoming Senate, in his mind, to like the Republican Duma, their legislature that has no power. You know, Putin just does whatever he wants and they rubber stamp it. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants. And the people he's bringing in, the two things they have in common are that they will do whatever he wants. These are people who are complete personal loyalists to Donald Trump. They're not qualified for their positions by any stretch of the imagination. None of them seem to be qualified, other than, you know, Marco Rubio being a United States senator. I suppose he's qualified for his Secretary of State position. But the rest of them, it's hard to understand what their qualifications are, other than they are completely loyal to him personally. And then the other thing they have in common, which we're going to talk about on the readout tonight, is all of them are frequent. They make frequent appearances on or host their own.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Podcasts or right-wing media. Mm-hmm. So there are people who are very familiar to his base because they're always on the Steve Bannon show, or they're always on Fox, or they're always on OANN or Newsmax. Mm-hmm. These are people that are characters that his base are already familiar with. And it's so open. He's so openly casting his administration from the fan base that got him elected, the people who listen to the podcast bros or who watch Fox. It's so open that on X Twitter now, people are going on and suggesting other people for the cabinet.
Oh my gosh.
They feel so empowered that they're saying, hey, we want Don Bongino, podcast host and right-wing Trumper, to be the head of the Secret Service. And it would not surprise me if he does it.
I've never seen anything like it. I guess none of us have. You just would never even imagine that something like this would be happening in the United States of America. But it is happening in plain sight. And like you said, they're co-signing it. They're letting him get away with this. This is incredible. So what would
the Republican Party has given itself to Trump. It's not. There is no Republican Party anymore. It's just the Trump Party now.
It really is. What would you say are some of the most significant economic repercussions that we could see from Trump's reelection?
Well, the most significant repercussion will be the most ironic, because the people who voted for him, you know, when you interview them or when they do interviews, they largely claim that they voted for him because prices are too high and they're mad about inflation, which, by the way, is the lowest in the U.S. Inflation is lower than inflation in any other country. We have the lowest inflation and it's going down. And also, you know, your turkey prices this year were way down. Like, inflation is really not that high. OK, Americans are saying inflation is bad, but they're all on vacation. They're all making trips to Europe and stuff. So the inflation is really not that bad. But food prices are still high. That's not because of Joe Biden, but whatever. People punished the Biden-Harris team and Kamala Harris, unfortunately, specifically, for high prices. And they believe Trump will bring prices down. And they claim prices were lower under Trump. So that's the reason people will say they voted for him. I'm not sure I always believe it, but that's what people say. The biggest repercussion of voting for him is that prices are going to go way, 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 way up because his two, you know, stated policy ideas, mass deportation and tariffs, are inflationary. They will just make prices higher. Yeah. So if you start with mass deportation, our food source is at least 1/8 to maybe even 1/4 produced by undocumented citizens, undocumented people, people who come into the country, don't have papers and work in the fields to pick the food we eat. You know, some of them are children, people as young as 12, kids as young as 12 are picking your foods. If you like food, then you should thank an undocumented immigrant because they pick a lot of it. And even if they are not undocumented, that workforce, the highest percentage participation in the workforce are Latinos. Latino men are the highest percentage participators, higher than white, black, or anybody else. And they work in fields like construction. They work in fields like food service and picking food and in food service, period. If you start kicking in the doors of restaurants and on construction sites and go onto the field and start dragging people out, even if they are not undocumented, they could have a relative who is. Mm-hmm. And Tom Homan, who is coming in and he's going to be in charge of this and who was in charge of separating children from their parents during the first Trump administration, he said he's taking out whole families.
Yeah.
Their goal is 11 million people. That means documented and undocumented. And if you just are brown, you're now such a target that a lot of people who are legal, who have papers, will be so afraid they'll leave. Mm-hmm. This happened in Florida. When you start threatening mass deportation, you start to make your workforce leave. Yeah. If our workforce, which is heavily Latino, at least as far as the jobs that feed us, meatpacking plants, the fields where we get our food, those are so heavily stocked with immigrants, particularly immigrants from South and Central America, that if they go away, your food prices are going to shoot up. And there are no Americans to fill those jobs. I'm sorry, but the blacks, we did 400 years. Yeah. We ain't going back in the fields willingly. Okay,
hello.
You can take us out of prisons, I guess, you know, and use the 13th Amendment and make us pick. But we are not going back in the fields. Sorry.
Nope.
And white people fought a civil war because according to them, in their documents of secession, their bodies can't handle the fields. They can't handle the heat. They can't handle the climate. So they're not going in the fields either. And if they did, you'd have to pay them $25, $30 an hour. So that's number one. Number two, he wants a trade war. He basically declared a trade war against Canada and Mexico, who are our two largest trade partners over the weekend. And he wants 100% tariffs on BRICS countries, the Brazil, Russia, China, India, and Saudi Arabia. He wants to put, so you know what that is? That's oil. That's tariffs on imported oil, gas, which doesn't just make oil and gas. It also is in plastics that make our food. If it's China, it's everything in Walmart, literally almost everything in Walmart, all your clothes. If you're talking about Mexico and Canada, you're talking about everything from beer to guacamole to oil to car parts. You're talking about China. Remember NAFTA, which Donald Trump said he was going to get rid of, that free trade agreement everybody hated. Mm-hmm. He didn't get rid of it. He just updated it. We have zero tariffs with Canada and Mexico, meaning their goods come tariff-free to us and our goods go tariff-free to them. If you have a trade war with our two largest trading partners, everything you buy, everything goes up in price. So all the people who said we voted for Trump because we want low prices, good luck. Your prices are going to double or more.
As my girls used to say when they were teenagers, the irony is dead, for sure.
Dead and buried.
Dead and buried. Well, we're going into a break. We'll be right back on the other side. And News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK. We are back with our guest, Joy Reid, political analyst for MSNBC. So, Joy, are you surprised at how many people didn't really understand tariffs before they voted for Trump?
This is the case of you should probably do the reading before the test. You know, people are now all of a sudden Googling who pays for tariffs like after the election. That's one of the top Google searches. One of the other top ones is, how do I change my vote? You can't change your vote. The answer is you can't.
No.
Yeah. And the other big Google is Project 2025. Oh, you want to know what that is now? Well, you're going to find out the hard way by experiencing it. So, yeah, people did not understand tariffs. And I have to say, you know, some of us did try. You know, those of us on MSNBC, we talked about tariffs a lot. I know we did a ton of explainers. I did explainers not just on social, not just on the readout, but on my social media. Yes. I did like a whole TikTok explainer that went really viral, that did really well. So some people were aware of it. And I think those who were aware did vote accordingly. But a lot of Trump's supporters and people who support him, they're still on social media, like arguing that tariffs get paid for. They just believe whatever he says. Mm-hmm. And he keeps insisting, because weirdly enough, even though he supposedly went to an Ivy League business school, he doesn't know what tariffs are. And I took one semester of Ec 10 at Harvard, one semester of econ, and I know what tariffs are. Okay, so, and I didn't major in business like he supposedly did. But yeah, tariffs are not paid for by the country. And people just need to, the irony of this, the biggest irony to me is that one of the core stories in the little bit of history we learn in school, we don't learn a lot of real history in American schools, but we do learn about the Boston Tea Party, right? You know the Boston Tea Party story, that people threw the tea in Boston into the, do you know why they did that? It did them because of tariffs. They did them because England, which owned the United States, we were a colony, wanted to put a tariff on the tea that came from the U.S. to England. And the people in there, they were like, but wait a minute, we're a colony. We don't want to pay a tariff, because the tariff is paid for by the consumer. And they knew that in 1776, that a tariff is paid for by the people who buy the tea, not the people who sell it. So we actually had a whole revolution, because a tariff is just an import tax. So when you import, let's say you're a t-shirt maker and you sell your t-shirts for $20 and you normally pay like a 5% tariff. So now you put that little 5% tariff onto your shirts and you sell your things for $30 to account for the $25 that it cost you, right? So if you put if you add another 5% tariff on there and make it $30, when the t-shirts come to the United States, I, as the importer, I then pay a 5% additional tax on my t-shirts, and I send that to the U.S. Treasury, and then I have to reprice my t-shirts. So my t-shirts that were going to be $30 are now $35 because of the tariff that I paid as the importer. So when I retail my t-shirts, I have to take that into account. So I increase the price of my t-shirts. Hopefully that makes sense. If you do that across the board and say everything from this country, Mexico, so my beer that used to come in for $10 is now $15, the importer that pays the $15 isn't just going to say, I'll eat that extra $5. They're going to make you pay it.
Yes, they are.
And so that's you have to understand, is that the importer, the person, the American company that is bringing in the goods, they pay the tariff. Because the point of tariffs is to try to get that importer to stop importing that stuff and start buying it from Americans. That's why you do tariffs, to try to encourage businesses to source their products from America instead of from a foreign country. The problem is, if I'm a t-shirt maker, there are not enough American t-shirt makers for me to get my stuff from. They're mostly in China. They're mostly in India. There's just not a lot of Americans doing it. And if I needed to now suddenly start sourcing from America, that company would have to be built. It would have to be licensed. It would have to suddenly start making stuff. I don't have the time for that. I need my stuff now.
Right.
So you're creating supply chain issues that'll make goods take longer to get to you and make them more expensive. It's just simple math.
Thank you for that, Joy. So I'm wondering this. I've, since the election, I've heard so many people, other analysts on shows, talking about how it seems like they're blaming Democrats for losing the election, as if Trump did something spectacular to win. And I keep scratching my head, because I'm like, well, I didn't really see Trump saying anything that was spectacular that would have really made people vote for him. So I'm just trying to figure out what happened here. Have you heard any rumblings about maybe any extra help that he got for the election? Because I didn't hear him saying anything that would, you know, make him seem even more appealing than Harris did for president. What happened here?
Well, he didn't do anything spectacular. He just did his usual thing. But what Donald Trump did that caused him to win the election is not a magic trick. He got white voters to surge in numbers that we have not seen in a long time. The election was a lower turnout election than 2020. And it was a much higher turnout of white voters. All the other stories that you're hearing, that it was black men who really elected him, that it was Hispanic men, that's the reason that he, you know, made every city more Trumpy and that he became more appealing suddenly to voters of color, is not the answer. The data tells the story. This was an election in which the turnout dropped from the 71, you know, we had a close to 70%. We had something like 66% turnout in 2020, which is a high turnout election, very high turnout. It was the highest turnout election in a really long time. And Joe Biden got 80 million votes to fire Donald Trump. The election dropped in this election back down to 63%, a lower turnout election, and lower turnout elections tend to help Republicans. So that's the first thing he did is not that he did. A lot of Democrats stayed home. About 6 to 7 million voters who voted in 2020 did not vote in 2024. So the turnout dropped considerably. So that's one thing. The second thing is that the election was whiter. White voters constituted 72%, I believe, of the electorate in this election. They constituted 67% of the electorate in 2020. A whiter electorate tends to elect Republicans. And what you saw were among white voters up and down the age groups, much more Trumpiness, much more support for him, and not a support for a different Trump, for the same Trump. They just really wanted Trump. And so what he did that was different and that I think was successful is that he didn't have a traditional campaign. You know, Hugo Long, who does a lot of reporting for The Guardian, he was reporting on how Trump basically didn't have a ground game. The ground game he had that Elon Musk was paying for was kind of a scam. Like, they weren't even going door to door. They weren't doing door knocking. They weren't doing phone calls. They weren't doing normal things. Mm-hmm. But what they were doing was they were booking Trump on all of these podcasts, which brings us kind of back to where we started. Mm-hmm. He was going on all these Manosphere podcasts and right-wing podcasts, not just the Bannon Show, but other right-wing podcasts and like younger podcasts, where he was getting men really amped to come out and vote based on things like fear of trans people, based on things like hatred of immigrants, based on his usual shtick. But it was really effective at really ramping up anger, including against women. On these podcasts and getting men to vote in higher numbers. So you saw things like non-college educated women, for instance, voted at higher rates than college educated women. College educated white women voted more for Harris. Non-college white women voted overwhelmingly for Trump. But usually college educated women outvote non-college educated women. Mm-hmm. Not this time. Non-college women swarmed the polls for Trump. You saw in the case of college educated men, they split. You saw non-college men and college men go overwhelmingly 70-30 for Trump, and they came out in huge numbers. Black and brown voters actually reduced their vote share, reduced their turnout. We had lower turnout among black men, particularly in Atlanta. Black men turned out in much lower numbers. So the black men who did turn out tended to be more conservative because they're more the podcast listener, black men. So they came out and gave about 20% of their votes to Trump, but that's the exact same percent they gave him in 2020. So that didn't change. Black women, obviously, 92% went for Harris. And then if you look at Latino men, this is the one that's usually really cited. Latino men went 55-45 Trump, but Latina women went 60-40 Harris. They canceled each other out because they're each 6% of the electorate. Mm-hmm. So if 6% go one way and 6% go the other way, that's a wash. The real story here is that white voters in this country really, really, really wanted Trump back in office, and they got him.
Oh, gosh. God help us all. Joy Reid, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I have appreciated talking to you this morning. It's always an educational experience. Whenever I get to talk to you or watch your Instagram videos, which I still continue to watch. So thank you so much for sharing your information and for all that you do on your show as well on the readout. So thank you so much for being here with us on WALK.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.